And we are so glad you guys are here this morning. I know it's getting a little cooler out there. I'm in denial. I'm still wearing my sandals. I don't know if anybody else is. I'm still hanging on to summer here. But we're so glad you're here, and I would invite you to stand, and we'll start our service with a song.
Good morning, church. It's good to see all the faces today. Glad you could join us. If you would like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for ages 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We continue to need teachers to sign up for Sunday school at the Welcome Center. Youth group is Wednesday, 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. at the church. We have different home groups starting, like our ladies group, men's group, the Book of Revelation, and Alpha. There are sign-up sheets at the Welcome Center for each one. At the end of the service, if you want prayer, there will be people stationed at the back of the church to pray with you. Ron is going to come up and say a few things about the Revelation Home Group that is starting on Thursday of this week at 7 p.m.
To read Revelation 4 for you, and as I do, I want you to try and picture it in your minds. And if it's intriguing to you, I invite you to come to our study on Thursday. If it's not intriguing, I still invite you to come on Thursday. It's on Thursday. After this, I looked. This is Revelation 4. Someone named John is writing this. Which John? Well, you'll find out on
Thursday.
After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and a voice I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. I want you to start picturing this. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center around the throne were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and back. The four living creatures, one was like a lion, second was like an ox, the third had the face of a man, and the fourth like a flying eagle. Each of these four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." God is on his throne.
Yes.
This is the center of Revelation. All the rest we'll be studying are the spokes like a wheel. But whatever we learn, we'll learn together, because God is on his throne. Thank you.
Amen. It'd be worth going to Revelation just to have him explain what just happened. This morning, we have the privilege of doing a child dedication. I'm going to invite Lance and Sydney and Riley up, and David and Tammy as well. David and Tammy are Riley's godparents, and so if anything ever goes awry, they're here to fix it. That's how it works with godparents, isn't it? Listen to what the scriptures have to say about children. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I give you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, when you're getting up. That comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. The disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on their heads, and he blessed them. This comes from Mark 10:13-16. To you parents, throughout the ages, godly parents have presented their children to the Lord in dedication. You follow a noble heritage in presenting your child to the Lord. You enter a solemn relationship with God who keeps his covenant to 1,000 generations. Believing that this child is a gift from God, he shall hold you accountable for them. Do you now solemnly confess that it's your purpose to dedicate this child to the Lord and to his service? Will you pray with them, for them, instruct them faithfully in the doctrines of the Christian faith? I think that was an amen. Teaching them to read the Word of God, to pray, and to lead a holy life. Taking them faithfully to the house of worship, to attend its services, and do all that is in your power to bring them to a knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. If so, say we will. You have heard these parents declare their desire to present their child to God and pass on their Christian faith. As a community, will you acknowledge your responsibility in supporting these parents as this child, as they grow to adulthood? If so, you will signify your acceptance and responsibility by saying, "We will. We will." Let's pray. God, we just thank you for your goodness in our lives, and we recognize all the good things that have come to us, especially our children, are for you. I pray for Sydney and Lance. I pray that you give them the grace, the strength, and the wisdom in guiding Riley. I pray for your blessing and favor on them, for David and Tammy as well, as they love as aunt and uncle to this wonderful little boy. Jesus, I just pray for your hand on Riley's life. I thank you the gift that he is to his family and his church family. As I was praying for Riley earlier, my sense is that God has gifted Riley in his hands, which will allow him to be creative throughout his life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can commit all the good things in our life to you and that you watch over us and love us. In Jesus' name, amen. I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We love you guys. Lance, we love you guys.
As we continue to worship the Lord in song, I just want you to know if you are comfortable standing, stand. If you need to prefer to sit, that's fine too. Worship is where our heart is at. Not so much what our body's doing, but with the posture of our heart. So if you're comfortable, please stand and we'll continue worshiping the Lord in song.
Should gain an interest in the Power and magic. and generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb.
Start again.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder, blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. I say praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Filled with wonder, struck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, should I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Amen. This time you can take some time and greet one another, and we'll carry on. Oh, and the kids are dismissed too. Sorry.
Thank you. just big one when he came. Up to my knee, maybe.
I'll give you a little more room, huh? Good morning. Depending on when you came in, it's fall. Have you noticed that? Colors are changing. Combines are harvesting. Someone graciously brought vegetables in today, and so underneath one of the coat racks, you'll find all different kind of things from potatoes or carrots or whatever, or partway through the service, you get hungry and need to nibble. I understand. The food is there. So at some point today when you're going out, if you want to take vegetables home with you, please do that. We're going to use 2 Corinthians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, it says, "All praise to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. We are a people who have experienced the mercy and comfort of God. Let us come before him now with silent expression of adoration and praise." Confession, Paul writes in chapter 3, verse 4, "We're confident because of our great trust in God through Christ. It's not that we think we can do anything of lasting value by ourselves. Our only power and success comes from God." Does this express the true focus and attitude in our own hearts and minds? Where have we placed our trust this week? Has it been in ourselves or in Christ? Let us confess these instances of selfish pride. Forgive us of our sins when we've chosen to trust in ourselves instead of you. Thanksgiving, chapter 4, verse 17, 18. "For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us an immeasurable great glory that'll last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see right now. Rather, we look forward to what we've not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever." And this is where we say amen. Amen. People of God, lift up our eyes for the many present troubles into the face of Christ. There'll be a time of unending joy, life without sorrow or pain or suffering. Let us be thanked for those things that are eternal and the glory that is in work within us. Supplication. chapter 1, verse 8, 10, 11. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed, and we thought we'd never live through it. And he did deliver us. And we're confident he'll continue to deliver us. He will rescue us because you are praying for us. Are we or someone around us overwhelmed and in need of a rescue? God hears our prayers. He will deliver. Let us bring a request before him now. We pray for Marge's mom, for Morris and Mary Lynn's family, for Gloria and Jerry, for Liz and Malcolm, Brian and Rita, Sydney, Lance, and Riley, for Angel, for Ernie, for Cynthia and Jill, Vicky and Donald, for Lisa and Chris, Corrine and Isaac, for Tammy's family, for Shannon and Cam, for Matthew and Trina, and then some of the places around the world, Mali, Martina, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, for peace, for Canada, United States, for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the burdens that are too heavy for us to carry, that will crush us. Come and heal, rescue, and deliver us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Reading from the word of the Lord today, John 18, 25 to 40. Meanwhile, as Simon Peter was standing by the fire warming himself, they asked him again, You're not one of his disciples, are you? He denied it, saying, No, I am not. But one of the household slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, Didn't I see you out there in the olive grove with Jesus? Again, Peter denied it, and immediately a rooster crowed. Jesus' trial before Caiaphas ended in the early hours of the morning. Then he was taken to the headquarters of the Roman governor. His accusers didn't go inside because it would defile them, and they wouldn't be allowed to celebrate the Passover. So Pilate, the governor, went out to them and asked, What is your charge against this man? We wouldn't have handed him over to you if he weren't a criminal, they retorted. Then take him away and judge him by your own law, Pilate told them. Only the Romans are permitted to execute someone, the Jewish leaders replied. This fulfilled Jesus' prediction about the way he would die. Then Pilate went back into his headquarters and called for Jesus to be brought to him. Are you the king of the Jews? He asked him. Jesus replied, Is this your own question, or did others tell you about me? Am I a Jew? Pilate retorted. Your own people and their leading priests brought you to me for trial. Why? What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world. Pilate said, So are you a king? Jesus responded, You say I am a king. Actually, I was born and came into this world to testify to the truth. All who love the truth recognize that what I say is true. What is truth? Pilate asked. Then he went out again to the people and told them, He's not guilty of any crime. But you have a custom of asking me to release one prisoner each year at Passover. Would you like me to release this king of the Jews? But they shouted back, no, not this man. We want Barabbas, Barabbas the revolutionary. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you.
As we stand to sing this next song, really pay attention to the words and make it your prayer. So if you'd stand, we'll continue worship and song.
I surrender.